Robert Indiana was already a successful artist in the 1960s, but shot to worldwide fame when he produced the love sculpture that became forever attached to the era. The McNay exhibition takes those who go there beyond love to his other creations, from stage costumes to sculpture to paintings.
Looking at the McNay, I always love to go and see the exhibitions before we open them to the public.
McNay Director of Communications, Daniela Oliver.
This time around, it really took my breath away.
But what may not be apparent is Indiana's San Antonio connections, starting with knowing the woman who created the museum where the exhibition is.
I have an absolutely beautiful photograph of Mrs. McNay.
He knew Marion Kugler McNay decades ago, back before the museum expanded.
You know, it was just a lady's house when I was there.
But Indiana's familiarity with the city doesn't stop with the McNay. He went to basic training here in San Antonio. Here's how he describes that experience.
An awful lot of rain and sleeping in puddles and a national fuel strike. The barracks were not heated. I was in the hospital several times.
Indiana also started a lifelong friendship with a prominent San Antonian, Robert L.B. Tobin.
I knew him very, very well for many years, and of course he was my largest collector. He was really a marvelous man.
Tobin did collect works by Indiana. Several of his pieces reside permanently at the McNay. Beyond Love will exhibit through May 25th. For photos and other arts and culture news, go to tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.